Well, for fuck's sake. Happy fucking happy hour. I've been trying to get fucking Elvira here for 1,000 years.
For a fucking 1,000 years?
Get up on that phallic-shaped object.
Okay.
My good friend Elvira, mistress of the dark, and then we were like, oh, she's like, I thought this was going to be the middle of the night. It's during the day.
Yeah.
I'm the mistress of the dark. Bad. Cassandra Peterson is here, actress, comedian extraordinaire. What the fuck? You're the busiest. It's not even fucking anywhere near Halloween,
wow.
And I still can't get you. Any, what's that?
What?
You don't have a good enough shot of her tits, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What did
okay.
I tell
yeah,
you, Nick? I was like, don't miss out on the tits.
Is it right by the plate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
In front of the plate.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not used to being objectified, and we apologize.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not.
All right.
Bah.
Ah, hi, honey bunny.
Hi.
We're old friends, but I'm like, what the fuck? I've had every single one of them. I've had Lily Tomlin, right? Margaret Cho.
Uh-huh.
We've had fucking Marcia Clark. I'm like, where the fuck is that goddamn mistress of the dark? Jesus.
I can't even tell you where I've been. I don't know.
All right. But you are drinking a lovely Sauvignon Blanc.
I'm just
Blanc.
Drinking.
She's
drinking
like, I would like a glass of wine now.
Yeah. I heard all that language, and I'm like, I have to drink a lot because.
Yes, we encourage drinking and swearing.
Mm-hmm.
And the less you drink and swear, the more we will. That's how it works.
Oh, well, you don't have to worry about that.
You were. Okay, first of all, you were custom made for the happy hour because just in life, you have the greatest fucking stories ever.
Ah.
Like, did you know, Sean, that Cassandra dated Elvis Presley?
Oh, my God. I didn't.
Among a couple others. But go ahead.
Other thousand.
No, what? You were how old now?
I was 17 and in Las Vegas.
At 17, you learned the truth?
Youngest showgirl in Vegas.
You were a showgirl in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I believe you had, correct me if I'm wrong, motorized nipple tassels?
No, they weren't motorized.
They weren't?
No.
My mistake.
It's just muscle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't
You
do
did
that
have nipple
Vegas,
tassels,
though.
Though, right?
Oh, yeah. I did twirl tassels, but that's something I learned when I was 14, and I was just practice.
Now, where...
No motors involved.
They didn't teach that in Catholic school in a Republican household. Where did you learn that skill at 14?
Well, I was a go-go dancer at Club Agogo in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And there was a girl there, I think her name was Tracy Summers, and she could do that tassel twirling thing. And I begged her to teach me.
Your life.
And she did. And I just like practiced every day in the mirror. My mom made me the tassels.
So
and
the power of your own tits.
Yes.
Propel
muscles.
Them.
I have muscles in my tits.
Wow.
I do.
That's
Most people don't have that. You have to build them up.
No.
It takes time.
No.
Yeah.
Most people do not. So you can get them to go either direction?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, one at a time.
Fantastic.
Left, right, together, opposite, you name it.
Holy shit, Sean.
Wow. I can still do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't Why didn't we ask for the nipple tassels to be brought for the happy hour?
Yeah, it's not so pretty anymore, but...
Yes,
now
it is.
Now
you are.
Right.
Is she stunning?
You are, yeah.
She's the undead.
Oh, yeah.
She's 1,500 years old.
I feel like
she
it.
Is the undead.
You look great.
And look at her.
Thank you. And I'm sweating like a pig here.
Turn up the air. Turn up the air. Let's get the headlights out. Let's get the party hats out, and then we'll find the nipple tassels. Yeah, colder. Make it colder. So,
What?
All right. Nothing. So, now, because you've told me before, but I'm old. You're undead, but I'm old. What? Tell me the Elvis story. You met him where?
It was
you
a,
were
well,
a go. Now, what is a go-go dancer exactly?
Yeah, well, then it was little white go-go boots and fringy dresses and fringy bikinis. But by this time, I was in Las Vegas in the show Viva La Girls.
Okay.
And Elvis came to see the show with his entourage. You know, Scotty, Sonny, Red. Scotty died today.
Oh, no.
Just read it. 84 years old, a guitar.
Oh, wow.
His main guitar, you know, guy who practically created the whole rockabilly thing.
Right.
I mean, he was an amazing guy. Anyway, happened to die today. What a coincidence. Anyway, So they came and saw the show. They cleared out the entire showroom. I mean, you know, a showroom of 350 seats, and there was only a table of like 8 people.
And Elvis was appreciative. He said, thank you very much.
He did? He did. And what happened? His, I don't know. My roommate was friends with his road manager, kind of, Joe Esposito.
Right.
And
she
was invited to go to his party that he was having at the International Hotel afterwards.
Wow.
I begged, screamed, cried, pleaded, could I go with her?
Right.
And finally she got so annoyed with me, she probably took me along. Right. And once I got there, you've heard that Elvis, about Priscilla, that she was really, really young. And
yes.
He, dated her for years
right.
until she got old enough to,
right.
to bang, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. And then they got
groomed
married.
Her, I guess.
Yeah.
Which in a different era is creepy, Cassandra,
yeah,
but
it's kind of weird.
It was Elvis. I guess it was all different. Elvis. Time, Ben.
And so when we went to this party, there were probably, I don't know how many people, maybe 30, 35 people. And Elvis kind of just glommed onto
yeah,
me
because
I was 17.
Right.
And everybody else was old. And he'd seen the show. So anyway, we just started talking. Basically, it's a lot less exciting because I was underage and Elvis is not an idiot and
right.
certainly not his managers and the people around him, So.
Right.
So we were talking, playing the piano, singing, blah, blah, blah. It was amazing. I mean, from about 2 in the morning till about 10 o'clock the next morning. And he was giving me advice. We were talking about numerology, about religion, about everything. He wrote all these little notes for me that I still have.
No.
Yeah. And then there was some kissing and, making out and stuff like that. But it never went past that. Pretty soon they come and they said, Elvis, it's time for you to go to bed. I mean, he was
right.
like a little kid. They
right,
told
time
him,
for your peanut butter
you
and banana chip sandwich
yeah.
and go to bed and to leave the underage
yeah.
girl alone now. Right.
Well, he was skinny back then.
Really?
He was, oh, yeah.
So no
that's
peanut butter?
When he was really hot. It was in that was the year he did that TV special where he was all in the black leather
right.
thing.
Oh, wow.
That
yeah.
Steve Binder television special. So, but he was like, okay, now it's time.
Yeah,
people telling him what to do, when to do it.
Wow.
So
that's anyway, that's in a weird way very gallant for a man that just stuck his tongue in a 17-year-old's mouth and played tonsil hockey. That's sort of old fashioned and gallant, isn't it?
Well, that was awesome for me. I mean, and I was turning 18 I don't know, just a few weeks later.
You're like, just hang on.
I know. Can you just
spend a second,
here in
Elvis?
Vegas?
I'll be legal in a second.
So
wow.
yeah, damn.
Now have you ever had a
lifetime opportunity missed? But he did give me advice to get out of Vegas and. Honestly, I think if it wasn't for him, I was the youngest showgirl. I would now be the oldest showgirl in Vegas. I would be.
You'd be like Grisabella in Cats.
Because yeah. I thought I had done my lifetime dream,
right.
becoming a showgirl. So
right.
I was pretty much there. And he was like, no, you have to get out of here. You shouldn't do this.
Right.
Your voice is good. You can sing. Just
yes.
get the hell out of Vegas. And,
right.
and
yeah,
I did.
And speaking of which, in the early 70s, you moved to Italy and became the lead singer in the Italian rock band Latin's Ochinots and the Snails.
No, this is so weird. You must be reading the same thing. I did an interview yesterday.
What?
And they said,
because you're my
Ochinots
friend, and I'm like,
snails.
What the fuck?
There is no snails anywhere near
right.
that. I don't
okay.
know how that word got in there.
I don't know
it's
either.
Called I Latins Ottanta, and that just means
me.
The Latins 80. I think they took their name from the Brazil 66,
okay.
who was very hot then. It had nothing to do with Brazilian music, but it's I Latins Ottanta. And I was a lead singer along with another girl,
wow.
Rosalba Di Marzo, and we traveled around Italy and France and
so
you
can sing and you are funny and talented and smart and political, but
maybe.
Have you ever had a conversation with a man, the first conversation where he made eye contact in any way at all?
No. Okay. Most men don't right. even know I have a head.
Right.
right.
I don't have to wear makeup.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Why do you even bother doing your hair and your makeup?
I know. As Elvira, it's like
did you
I don't have no head and only one leg.
Did you specifically drape them so we cannot see them for this?
Yes, I
because you thought this was some type of serious.
No, I specifically grabbed the first damn thing in my closet. You would not believe how fast I had to get here.
That's all right.
So
now,
like a pig
because
here.
You are a famous man magnet of some sort, we're just getting started, Sean. When you had a chance encountering with Federico Fellini, as we all do,
sure.
right after
wow.
we fucking tongue kissed Elvis. What? So you met Fellini.
I did.
And was it weird? Was it like a Fellini film?
It was. I mean, I was yeah. walking down the street in this area of Rome called Trastevere. It's the old part of Rome,
right.
Like all the rest
part,
of it's
the part
new.
Where you run into famous directors
yeah.
that suddenly put you in a film.
And
sure.
I'm going down the street and I run into this guy who had made a showgirl documentary when I was in Vegas. And I was in it. God, I wish I could see that
wow.
footage because I was 17. And anyway, his
Me
name
too.
Was Stuart Birnbaum. And he was there on the street where they were shooting this film, and we're like, Stuart, oh my God, it's me and one of the other showgirls. And he said, oh, I'm a student director with Federico Fellini. Do you want to meet him? We're like, hello.
Let me think. Hang on. Is this a trick? Yes.
I want to meet him.
Yes.
So brought us over there. When Mr. Fellini saw me, he couldn't believe that I looked just like his wife.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wife,
Did I jump ahead?
She was really young. Julieta Messina.
Okay.
And he thought I looked like her. And the next thing he's saying, do you and your friend want to work in the movie?
And once again, you're like,
hang on. Do I? Yes? No? Maybe?
Yes. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to go with yes.
We decided yes. And so we were, it got a part as an extra that night, like dressed in ball gowns, watching a boxing match and yelling, like, kill him. And then
that was
I ended up working like 30 days there on the film in little parts. I was riding on the back of a motorcycle around the Piazza di Spagna. I was a hooker in an old 30s bordello. I was a student
who hasn't been
riot. And it was an incredible experience. And from that, we were working at Cinecittà, which is a big film studio there. And I got a lot of other work in little films like spaghetti westerns and spaghetti horror films. And awesome.
Which Fellini movie was it?
Roma.
Okay.
Roma. And you look at the movie, you can see flashes of this person with the red hair. That's about it.
Okay.
But it was a great experience, but, you know, not really so much for my acting credit, my resume.
So then you came back to the U.S. You toured in nightclubs and discos with the musical comedy act Mama's Boys, which was what now?
Yeah, well, Mama's Boys was in the 70s, and it was the big gay disco craze.
Okay. All right.
And I had this group called Mama's Boys, and it was me and seven gay men, and we traveled around doing comedy, singing, and dancing.
It's a shame they didn't follow your career after that. Just kidding.
Anyway,
how many gay men would you estimate, just roughly, have dressed as Elvira for Halloween?
All of them,
right? How many
I'm
millions?
I'm just estimating.
Are there? Right. Okay, but go ahead.
This is an estimate.
All right, go ahead.
A rough estimate. Lots of, so it's bizarre. I was dressing like drag queens forever, and then now they're dressing like me. So weird.
So anyway,
we traveled around. We traveled to almost every city in the U.S. and the big Gloria Gaynor and Donna Summers and all that was happening. And it was quite like a happening show, but,
But then the famous Groundlings. Where the character of Elvira was born.
That's right.
Okay. First of all, that's where you met Pee Wee Herman, your very good friend.
I just talked to him today.
Okay. Can you please tell Sean the fucking story? Because, first of all, you took a recommendation from Pee Wee Herman for a therapist, which, first of all, is hilarious just all,
I know.
All by itself.
I know.
Just that you were
Pee-wee, who would ask him
Pee-wee,
for
who?
His recommendation?
So you went to Pee Wee's.
And asked
therapist.
If he knew a therapist.
Okay.
So I went to his therapist.
Right. The story's unbelievable. Okay.
Well, the first part is that I was sitting there in therapy with her, and I start telling her about my life, blah, blah, blah. And she has this funny look on her face. This is two or three sessions in. She had a weird look, and I keep thinking, what's going on with her? And about, I don't know, 15 minutes into it, Paul Pee-wee jumps out from under a cupboard under the sink and is like, ha, 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 you know, like, and I'm going, oh, my God. She had him hiding in a cupboard listening to my session. He was like, I don't know,
unethical, illegal. There's something in there.
Oh, my God. And then later, the saddest part was I was on a plane about a year later.
Right.
I quit going to her. Duh. And I was on a
plane.
Really?
Why? Why?
Well, no reason. I didn't know who the hell was going to pop out of the sink next. It was like.
So you were telling her all your private, really.
They thought it would be hilarious.
I'm there, but what am I? Okay.
Right. Elvira.
So did that give you a bit of a setback in therapy-wise? Or?
It did. Yeah. I think I quit therapy then.
Some trust issues then?
A plane. Mm-hmm. I'm on a plane, and guess who is the stewardess, my flight attendant? It's the therapist.
Oh, that's weird. The therapy didn't work out for her.
No,
that's
she went back to flight attendant.
Oh, that's weird.
So that was bizarre. Yeah, coffee, tea, therapy. So bizarre. I mean, really, to see your therapist waiting on you on a plane, is that weird?
Really? You want wine? Is that a daddy issue?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh.
Wow.
So anyway, that was two strikes.
You don't hear that story every day, Sean, do you?
No, I kind of feel like maybe Paul set you up with all, like, just...
Think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Hired
maybe.
The stewardess to pretend to be a therapist, maybe.
Maybe. That's the first time I've heard that. What? Yeah, no, you guys were at a party here once, and I think with Rob Reiner and Ed Asner, and everyone was like, holy shit, am I an acid? Was that Elvira, Pee Wee Herman, Mr. Grant, and Meathead?
All at your house.
Holy shit. Whoa.
Yeah, it's fun to go places with Paul, because we're both a little bit incognito, and then they usually recognize him, and then he'll go, guess who my date is?
Guess who my date is? Elvira. Yeah. Look at her titties.
Yeah, so we're a good duo. Yes. And we are two of the only people that can kind of, you know, talk to each other about our particular situation. Because, I mean, who the hell else that's was true. There that's just like
nobody.
This other character forever? Maybe Gene Simmons. I don't know. But that's a little different, though. You know,
exactly. So who else is in your club? Let's think about it.
We have a very, very small, what do you call it, club? What's the word?
Right.
Exclusive.
Right. Exclusive. Yes,
it's very exclusive. You can be in it, Stephanie, if you dress funny and have weird makeup.
So, but no, I mean, that is a weird thing, that you're right, that just because of the wild success of one character, that is your life. And so it's
bizarre. I mean, there really isn't anybody out there. And he and I both, people say, oh, don't you want to do anything else? Now, he does other acting things. I rarely do them, but our bread and butter is our character, because we own our characters. He's the only other person that owns it. We're not Bill Shatner, you know, or whoever else working for a studio.
And it's come in handy. We probably have had to pay him, because the Donald Trump campaign has become essentially, I know you are, but what am I? Am I right? Right. The entire campaign has become,
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know. Name calling?
What am I? I know you are, but 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 what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
That's the Republican campaign, right? The whole primary is just name calling and no, you are. Now he's still doing it, right? No, Elizabeth Warren's racist because Pocahontas, you. No.
Yeah. I just want to ask, what I just saw today, that Roseanne Barr is all behind Trump.
I heard about
that. Oh, God.
What the hell?
Blasted
the
Hillary.
Ow! Stephanie!
She's been on the show. It's not
I love Roseanne Barr, but I'm going, why?
You want some of my nuts? I got gray macadamia nuts.
Yeah, I don't know what her deal is, right? Isn't she a liberal? Why is she?
Yes, I don't know. Well, I heard she has a new movie out called Roseanne's Running for President or something.
Right.
Roseanne for President.
Right.
I'm running for president, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? What the hell? Well, everybody else
should have bigger boobs than the Republicans. That's right.
Wow, waka, waka, waka on the morning radio.
Not bigger boobs than Rush Limbaugh. But,
no.
But other people.
No, you know, Sean, you know how I met Elvira? Because she used to call the radio show and not say it was her, and she was really smart and funny and political because she was a fan.
What happened?
And then suddenly she was like, nah, it's Elvira. Like, right? She's just like Pee Wee. This is Elvira?
It's true. I was so hooked on your damn show, I would pull my car over and have to call and comment. Oh, but
why do you say that past tense? Why have you abandoned me?
Because I don't have radio or TV anymore. I haven't seen TV, radio, nothing.
Oh, you don't have that anymore?
It's so long. No, I got rid of it all. No, I have just been working. It's crazy.
The older I get, the more I'm working. They have smartphones
great.
Now. You can get apps. You
really?
Can listen to me right on your phone. Yes, you TuneIn, iHeart.
What's a smartphone?
For God's sake.
Oh, God, okay.
Could I have any more old, white, technically impaired friends?
I know. That's the problem.
I have friends that don't know how to hit reply all. I have friends that don't know how to get their phones off speaker.
Yep.
And you have a child.
I know.
You have a 21-year-old.
I call her all the time.
You should
know
how to do shit.
She is. She's like, God damn it. I already explained that to you.
Yeah. Oh, it's this button, Mom.
I forgot.
Jesus. Yeah, she's 21
she's so
now.
Sick of me calling her and telling her.
You're like, I don't.
Shit.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we were saying, you know, Trish, our friends, Robin Trish, her mom thought that the machine was a person. It was like, could you please tell Patricia to call her mother? She's like, Mom, it's not a person. It's just me. It's not. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But no, I'm Sean can tell you I'm completely technologically impaired. So I understand. I feel your pain.
I can't figure out Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook. Only the show's on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. I don't know how to do it.
I have Elvira on Facebook.
But then I have my own personal page, and I don't get how to get back messages to people or anything.
Sean Helper.
And then they're all mad at me because I never get back to them.
Why don't you answer?
I don't know what to do.
So, all right, let's talk about who else you fucked.
Smoke signals. Oh, what?
Pardon me? I'm sorry.
Everybody in Hollywood.
Bring everyone back. Okay, what? Okay, because I don't know. Other than the fact that you're spectacularly beautiful, have great tits, you're smart and funny. What is your? How do you?
You're what is famous, your appeal?
You're a famous man magnet, though. Right, but maybe because I don't leave my basement. But I don't meet people like that. What the fuck?
I don't know.
You had some great story about.
I really think
was
it's
it?
The
Timothy
tits,
Leary.
I swear to God,
you were at some party. You're like, oh well, I walked in with Todd Rundgren, and I don't fucking
God,
whatever.
You remember this ship better than I do.
Yes.
No, yeah, I was with Todd Rundgren and Timothy Leary having dinner one night, and they were both complaining about their kids smoking pot.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a minute. What the hell? Did I hear that right? I mean, come on. That's weird.
Yeah. That is weird.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You have some
weird
stories.
It seems
weird
to me.
Yeah. What? So wait, did you date one of them? I can't remember. You've dated a number of famous
men. I wanted
men.
To date Todd. Well, I had such a huge crush on Todd when I was a really young kid. I called him from a phone booth when I was like about 13 or 14, and he was in the NAS. But he still were really great friends.
Children, phone booths were things that existed a long,
yes,
long time ago.
Yes, they were where
ago,
you went in and there
when
was
when there were not smartphones.
A stupid phone.
Did he pick up and say, hello, it's
hello,
me.
It's how?
Yes,
Sean. Yeah. Oh, my God. The millennium got off.
You know, and that's funny. He did
Sean.
That. And then he wrote a song about it because
wow.
it was,
oh, that
before that.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So, wow. Yeah, no, he called. And I said, hello, it's me. And he wrote that song because of what I said.
Wow.
No, really?
I've inspired many people. Yeah. I don't think so.
Now,
anyway.
Wait. And there's other. What?
Hope you're not listening.
What other famous men have you fucked?
Oh, my God. So
I mean, I know, but I forget.
I have to save most of these for my memoirs.
Are you writing
I'm
a
writing.
Memoir? Well,
oh,
if
yeah,
you want me
God.
To promote that, you'll
I've
spill
been
a little
writing
bit
for
now.
About 20,000 years. All right now, well, okay, wait, look, this is a perfect place, but my new book that's
yes.
coming out,
yes,
which is a coffin table book, but it's like a big, gigantic book of all my
yes.
photos
yes.
of the last 100 years.
Wow.
And that means
Jim
a lot
particularly,
of photos.
Jim particularly prefers the naked ones. That
oh,
he
well, he's going to love
the.
I'm not naked
up.
In that, but right.
You are
semi-naked.
Naked online, though, right?
Well, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
fucking hot, it's man.
Like,
check it out, Sean.
70s hot. I look at the pictures and I just go, oh, my God.
Wait,
was so
that Playboy
fat.
Or what? Was it just.
My bush was so gigantic. I
was it gigantic?
Weighed 1,000 pounds.
You did not weigh 1,000 pounds.
Like,
your bush might have been
then.
Gigantic, but
it was. But at least it was red.
But that was when the link from Mod Squad was all
the
was all the rage in bush yeah. hair. Remember?
Yes. Oh yeah.
You're
link.
Like I have a link from Mod Squad. What do you have?
I had an afro. Anyway, yes, those pictures.
Wow.
I just see them and I just go
fantastic. What was it? Playboy?
Ugly.
What was it? It was just.
I well, okay. I modeled for Playboy. I was with Playboy Models, it was
right.
called. It was a model
oh.
agency. And I modeled for them all the time. Generally, it wasn't naked. It was like in bikinis and stuff. I modeled
right.
with like the
right.
the that thing they sent to space. I can't remember what it was called. That's something capsule.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh,
they'd put me next to washing machines and like the space capsule and car parts and, you know, stuff like that.
Because that's hot.
And then,
just like straddling
and then,
a washer, yeah.
Yeah, and then I did a bunch of stuff for Playboy, not the centerfold, because once you model, like, it's weird. You can't be the centerfold. You can only be the centerfold if that's the only modeling you had
right,
ever,
right.
nude modeling you'd ever done. You can't, like, just be all over the magazine. Whoa, what's happening?
Yeah, they don't want whores. They don't want whores. They
something
need somebody.
Weird's happening. I'm going in and out.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, it's the wine. Did you put a roofie in
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that bad?
Yeah, no.
Has anyone ever
I always
not
ask
roofied
for
you?
It. I always ask for it. I order it that way.
Rob and Trish are coming. We're doing a whole thing we usually do. Nipple tassels.
Oh, where was I? What the
right.
hell
all
am
right.
I talking
all right, sorry.
About?
Go ahead.
Anyway, the new man. Okay, so, yeah, so anyway, I modeled. So modeling Playboy, modeling Wee magazine, which was a Playboy magazine
right.
that they had. And then I made the fatal mistake of doing a test modeling for Penthouse. And when I saw the pictures, I go, no, I don't want to be in it. I don't want to use them. You promised me you weren't going to show anything below the waist, and you did. And
aww. Did you really?
And so
that's
yeah,
so cute.
Yeah, I believed it.
That's
I'm
so
like
cute.
Really young, and
really?
It's this
oh, hi. It's
really
Penthouse.
Nice couple taking the
beaver.
Pictures. This husband and wife, and they're like, and I go, I no, I don't want to be in. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be in it. And anyway, they took the pictures, and then when I got famous, of course, they're everywhere.
Wow.
I didn't sign anything. They didn't pay me.
Wow,
you know,
beaver
and,
shots?
I'm still pissed
Sean,
off about
Google
that.
Google that. Let's see what's happening.
Yeah, go ahead. Hmm? Don't Google it.
No, we won't. You, we know. Won't. We won't.
Yeah, sure,
oh,
right.
My God.
Okay.
Really?
No, anyway, so just pissed off forever about that.
Wow.
But
wow.
I was a showgirl, so I wasn't like that shy, yeah. You
yeah.
know? It's
well,
like,
you're
oh,
clearly
what
okay.
do?
You're clearly fine with your body, which is,
yeah.
so are most of us, frankly. Look,
not anymore,
I would be too if I looked like you. I'd do the show naked every day, Sean.
I'd well, be fine with that.
Free speech TV and be like, whatever, yeah. suck it. Look at this.
Anyway, my book.
Right.
Back
okay.
to my
yes,
book.
Yes, please. Back to your book.
Coming out. So I'm pre-sale now.
Right. Okay.
Coffee
fantastic.
Table book.
It's a coffin table book.
Coffin
we get
table
it.
Book.
Uh-huh. What's the name of it?
Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Hmm.
Something clever.
That's wow. Did that take a lot of consultants?
You know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm. Now... Okay, you also auditioned to play the role of Ginger in a Gilligan's Island
I did.
TV. Oh, I wish that had happened.
Yeah.
And I got the part.
You did?
Mm-hmm. It was a super sad story.
Hang on.
I was... Ginger was my favorite character as a child on TV. And I
it was
always
your dream.
Wanted to be her.
Uh-huh.
So I got this part. I love this music.
Okay, all right.
I got this
go
part.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Audition for this part. I got the part of Ginger, and it was bringing Gilligan's Island back for the remake, and it was called Gilligan's Island versus the Harlem Globetrotters, which
fantastic.
I thought was a pretty clever
that's
name.
That's fantastic. What's not great about that?
Yeah, and I didn't care though. It was like I could be Ginger.
Did Meadowlark Lemon get to fuck Ginger in that one?
Oh,
that would have been hot.
Perhaps we don't know because what happened is I lost the part because. One of the people, this is a long story. One of the casting, somebody came and saw me in the Groundlings, and they said that they didn't want that element on NBC. It was like,
You are an element.
Or CBS.
You are an
where
element.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can't have that element anywhere.
No, it was really disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up not getting the part. It was like, I was suicidal. I was like, oh my God, I finally got this part. And can I eat and talk at the same
yes.
time?
Okay. Yes, it's hot. I think
and,
it's hot, don't you? More stuff you put in your mouth, the better for all of us.
Ah,
fantastic.
And
your cleavage is more visible now. Right, Nick? Fantastic.
Anyway.
Boy, he's trying to zoom. He's like, how these fucking cameras work. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, I didn't get the part. I got it, and they, signed the contract. Everything was great. And then they decided I wasn't the right element.
Yeah.
And
you're the right
didn't
element
get it.
For us.
And then I was like completely distraught, suicidal. But if I hadn't gotten it, I wouldn't be Elvira because
that's
I would have
right.
been in Hawaii shooting the
fuck
pilot
you.
That
CBS
never went.
Wherever, whoever.
Yeah, I think it was CBS.
So fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck all of y'all.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yes.
And, but it turned out good because if I had gotten it, I would have been in a failed pilot instead of Elvira.
That's right.
And Elvira worked out a lot better for me.
Tell us, really? Has that
just
worked out for you?
Big blobs of cheese.
Tell us about.
It's worked out until I keep eating all this cheese and I can't fit my dress.
Wait, are you going to tell me this whole Elvira thing? Because I know some of it because I'm your friend, but you... So you...
Some of that shit's just made up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You say that it was you when you were a
like
teenager.
The snails.
That you were spastic?
I was in the snails.
Really?
I was spastic.
Wait, this was not based on you as a teenager? No?
What does it say?
It's all bullshit and Wikipedia.
I was spastic?
What? It said, I figured out Elvira is me when I was a teenager. She's a spastic girl. I say what I feel and people seem to enjoy it. No?
A spastic girl.
Spastic? I was spastic.
You know, anybody
I
can
never
update
used that
Wikipedia.
Word. I know.
All right.
Yeah. And I mean, like I was in Elvira and the Snails was my band.
Okay, oh. Wait, hang on.
No,
she
and
her
where
best,
the hell did
her,
the snails come
she
from?
She and her best friend Robert Redding came up with the sexy punk vampire look after producers rejected her original idea to look like Sharon Tate's character. In the Fearless Vampire
that's
Killers.
That's true. And in my book, we have the original sketches.
She has a book coming out, everybody.
I have a book. And we have
buy
all the
book.
Original
buy
sketches
my
of
book.
What...
Buy my book! Buy my book! Buy
oh
my
wow.
book!
All right, fine. Whatever
I love
the fuck.
That.
Go ahead.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So all the original sketches of what we wanted Elvira to look like, which was Sharon Tate in the Fearless Vampire Killers.
When she was alive.
When she was alive,
okay,
yeah.
Because I'm just saying
alive.
Otherwise, that's really macabre.
Because... Yeah. It's too late for Sharon Tate.
Right, well, right.
But it wasn't for me. So I went ahead and we had to do it all black. That's what they said. Black hair, black
right.
dress, blah,
right.
blah, blah. So
right.
so we have those sketches. We have all the first costume sketches and the makeup sketches. And And actually, Robert, in the makeup, he devised the makeup. So there's pictures of him in the first Elvira makeup.
Wow.
And
how long does that shit take?
It's, you know, it always took me an hour and a half. Now it's taking me longer. That's sad because I got so old. I'm like, really.
Wait, how do you engineer those tits exactly? Because they're, I mean, they're spectacular, but what do you.
Incredible.
What is it?
Bra that I have. Oh. My incredible. I want to market this.
I was going to say you should.
I know. I mean, I keep.
Because when people meet you,
it.
Like, they're like, oh, she's so beautiful and classy and whatever. She doesn't look. And I was like, okay, it's a fucking character.
Yeah, I know. And she's an people are always like, why do your boobs look really big sometimes and really small? It's because I stuff crap into the bra. It's like tons of things stuffed in there.
What kind of stuff you got in there?
Well, foam rubber booby pads.
Oh, because I asked, what's her name? RuPaul. I asked her once on my late night show, I said, what are those made of? And she said, egg McMuffins, who's hungry? And so,
egg McMuffins.
I don't know if that was true.
I would put in there if I didn't. I did forget my pads once and just put my gym socks in there.
Oh, wow. That's probably less sexy. But, although a lot of guys are probably whacked off in a gym sock, so that might be really sexy.
Ew, God.
Haven't you, Sean, in a gym sock when you were in high school?
No comment.
All right.
I've seen the pictures.
All right. Okay. Well, does that weird you out how many men have masturbated to you?
Oh, I do think about that. I just tell them all the time that they owe me money.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I don't mind.
Do they want to shake your
hand? As long
as
they pay
like,
me, I don't want to shake their hand. No.
You're like, I don't want to. No. I don't know. Whatever.
That's why I keep this little spray thing of that germicide.
Yeah.
Right, right. But so that character started at the Groundlings, but is like a Valley Girl kind of character. Like it
yes,
wasn't.
I mean, you know, right then Frank Zappa had and Moon had that song right, Valley Girl right, out. Right. So I had this character at the Groundlings that was like an actress, like a ditzy kind of Valley Girl actress, and the director of the local television show I got, Movie Macabre, came in and saw me in the Groundlings, and he really liked that character, so he said put that character with this look, which I thought, this is so fucking stupid. But I'm like, I'm getting paid $350
a week. Several million dollars later, I was like, it's
yeah,
not that dumb.
I know. So I told people, I tell people actually that they're always asking me about, inventing a character, you know, and how to make it as a character. I tell them, this is the secret to it. You pick one from column A, just like Chinese food, and one from column B, and you put those two things together that do not go together at all.
Right.
And then you make a unique character.
Right.
So
right.
That's the secret to success. Okay. There you go,
now
Stephanie.
Well, if I could learn it, I wouldn't
I
be in my basement.
Sell that.
But no, but that is really true. That, you know, so many people have done characters over the years, and, you know, they're, you know, successful for a while, but so you, what is your, tell us what your life is like now. So you still, this is what you do.
What
you go do?
I do this all the time. Now, right. Now I'm doing this book. I'm writing my autobiography. I'm doing working on this animation show that we just got a pilot for. And I'm working on, I don't know.
And now for the kids show, for the animation, do they have to marble out your tits or what happens?
No, it's not
going to
be for
the
kids. It's going to be like Adult Swim sort of thing.
Oh,
yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good Lord. No, I had, over my career, I got 5 deals as animated kid shows.
Right.
And they always ended up putting a kibosh on it because people would say, you can't show this to kids.
There's tits.
You know.
Children can't see tits.
Yeah. No.
After they've stopped breastfeeding, they can't see tits ever again.
Yeah, exactly. That's really what they said.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Right. Anyway, so I'm just working on one damn project after another.
Yeah, I know you are. You crazy busy.
Traveling all over the country.
Evidenced by the fact that I couldn't fucking get you in here to do this for 1,000 years. What happens around Halloween? What happens? Where do you go, creature of the night? What happens to you?
I work every single day. A 30 solid
and it makes you money
day.
For like the rest of
it
a billion years.
Does. It makes
but where do you
my
go?
Money
what
for
do you
the
do?
Whole year. Well, I mean, in the past, normally I went to Knott's Scary Farm, which people go, Knott's Scary Farm, what's that? But it's here in Southern California, and it is the largest and oldest haunted venue in the world. So yeah. Why shouldn't I be there? People go, oh, go to Universal. I go, it's not as big. It's not as
I've never seen yet the Haunted Hayride over here at Los Feliz.
I was.
Were you?
Yeah.
Because that seems a little low rent, if you don't mind my saying.
Well, like, I was there. I was there for the opening of it. We call it the Haunted Lesbians. But never mind. That's another story
that's
for another time.
Thing altogether. Okay.
Anyway. Anyway, I was there for the very first opening of it. But that was like the gig I did before I went to Knott's that night.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
So, yeah, we just try to squeeze in jobs every second of the day.
Right.
And this, I just booked the thing. I'm going to be in San Diego at like 6, and then I have to be in some other town. What's that town where Disneyland? Oh, Anaheim at 8.
Right.
I'm like, can I do it? I don't know.
You don't have to.
I need
drive,
the Elvira copter.
Because you're a disembodied.
I'll fly.
You're
on my
a disembodied
broom.
Force. Like in Ghostbusters.
I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
We should have gotten you in the new Ghostbusters film where you could have
gotten shot into a...
That would have been funny.
And did
my God, if you were one of the ghosts that they fucking shot into a box or something.
Oh.
What the fuck?
I have a new... Oh, I can't
I need
talk
to be your
about
manager.
It. It's not released yet. Damn, I have a
God
thing
damn.
That's connection there.
All right.
Never mind.
Never mind. All right.
Mind.
Your
okay.
husband was your manager for many years.
Yeah.
You're divorced.
Oh, what a mistake. Okay.
All right. Let's not...
Don't ever make your husband your manager. That's all I can say
to
any of you people out there.
Oh, all right. I'll make a note of it.
Yeah, just put that down in your old book. Yeah.
So,
yeah, okay. You don't have to worry about that.
No,
probably,
it's all right.
Stephanie.
It's fine. No, it's fine. No. So, your daughter's 21 and she's fabulous. I've met her.
Yeah, thank you. She's a doll.
She is. She is.
And very talented.
What is it like
player,
to have your
singer?
Mom be Elvira?
Oh, horrible.
How's that
horrible,
work?
Hellish
how's,
nightmare.
How's that
go? I mean, you do not want your mother to be a whore.
How many times has she said, stop looking at my mother's tits?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like that. You just don't want your mom to be like that. Would you? I mean, how's your mother? Oh, yeah. No,
my mom's a 93 Republican. My dad ran for vice president. My mom's anti-Elvira.
You wouldn't want her twirling tassels, though, would you?
What?
You wouldn't want her twirling tassels.
No, my mom has never had a nipple tassel. I can assure you of that.
She might not even have nipples.
She's, you know, she used to hang out with Mamie Eisenhower. She does not have nipple tassels, as far
That's
as I
true.
Know. Who knows what happened at the Republican woman luncheons? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a teenage girl or a young 27, you just don't want your mom being like that.
Right.
She didn't like it when she was little. She doesn't like it now.
Right. But you're fantastic.
Yeah, she should
well,
be proud.
Thank you. Oh, she is proud. She loves me and she thinks that, you know, cool. But
I mean, you're Stifler's mom. I mean, you know.
What?
You're Stifler's mom, basically.
well, yeah.
Your mom's
of.
Hot.
I know. She used to say that, Mom, all my friends are like they're coming over to your house so they check you out. And I'm like, oh, God, ew.
Ew, ew, ew. Friends barely have penises. They're,
ew,
jeez.
Yeah, so it's hard for her. I understand.
Yeah.
So she's the opposite. She doesn't want to wear makeup. She's shaved all her hair off. She's just like,
She's going
the
anti-Elvira.
The anti-Elvira.
Yeah.
Well, you know. It
phases. We all go through phases.
It's true.
Yeah. Wait, okay, what other famous men have you fucked? I forget. I feel, Sean, like I've left things out in this thing that you would want to know about.
God.
It started with Elvis, but...
Right on. Well, I'm just chewing away here.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. It's still hot. Isn't it hot even when she eats? It's weird, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, super hot.
It is super
I'm
hot.
Chewing on my
what?
Cheese.
Okay.
God. You know, I'm sort of saving it for my memoirs. I mean, well, everybody knows
okay,
Tom.
Okay, give us a little
Tom
something.
Jones
it'll help
story.
Sell
Tom
it.
Jones.
Oh, Tom Jones. Oh, my God. You were going to. You told me the Tom
that.
Jones story.
Well, I told everyone because
oh,
I was
God.
On Howard Stern with it.
Okay.
Ugh.
Well,
what a story.
I remember. Tell me. You told me, and I just forgot. This is what's the good thing about me. It's all new to me because it all you've told
you forgot
me.
It all.
Tom
I know,
Jones
I was 19,
has an enormous fucking dick.
I was a showgirl. Well, I thought he did. Somebody in their book, like Mamie Van Doren or someone, no, who said that he didn't? But I'm going. But you were like parking buses in your garage. I was.
Right.
Hadn't even had a Volkswagen there.
Right, right, because you were young.
So
yes.
It's all perspective, I guess.
Sure, sure.
But anyway,
so
to me it was a big deal. It ended me up in the hospital having stitches. So.
Oh, ow.
Yeah.
So, okay, wait, how old were you for this one?
I was 19. I just turned 19, and I was, you know, finally, I mean, I was a virgin until I was 19.
Okay, wait, where was
that the oldest?
Hang on, go back for a second. Where were you born? What was your family life?
Kansas, on a farm. Yeah, I was born in Kansas on a farm.
Oh my God, so this is like Wizard of Oz, Dorothy with nipple tassels.
I know. It's Dorothy, so bizarre. Dorothy, if she... Wizard of Oz, and then...
So what kind of family, though? Like, religious? No? Brothers,
no,
sisters?
Not religious. Not religious. My dad was very hardcore atheist, but, you know, my dad was a singer, sewing machine salesman. A singer, sewing machine salesman. Singer, sewing machines. Singer obviously, brand. Stephanie has never sewn or used the sewing machine.
Oh, a singer, sewing machine.
Singer's a brand.
Although my dad was a singer. My dad was a good singer and trumpet player.
But not at the same time as I understand.
And, and my mom was a housewife until she, a few years later, opened a costume shop. And it's so bizarre. I've been in this book, in my book.
Buy her book.
My coffin table
Please.
Book.
That
I have come in. I actually talk about, I have little intros and forwards and comments and blah, blah, blah. But it's very bizarre. The first Halloween costume I ever had, I dressed as the Queen of Halloween.
Which you have
My
become.
My mom made me a
Which
black and orange crepe paper outfit with a crown and a scepter. Isn't that bizarre?
Wow.
But then
no,
she opened a
bizarre.
Costume shop and I worked, not worked really, but helped out. At the costume shop my whole life. I always had the best costume. I have a picture of me in second grade wearing high heels and like garter belt and pantyhose.
Wow,
and,
so you were a little second grade whore.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Because I feel like all little girls today dress as whores for Halloween. It just seems like it's okay now.
Right? I know, it is okay.
Oh, are you a fairy whore? Oh, or you're okay, what kind of whore are you? Oh, a Finding Dory whore? Okay.
Oh, all the sexy
Finding
costume.
Hoary?
Okay. Finding Hoary.
So wait a minute. So siblings,
two younger sisters.
Okay, and so
I don't know. And grew up there, and then in Colorado Springs, graduated from Colorado Springs in 1969.
Oh my
high
God.
School.
Oh my God.
And then went to Vegas the next day.
The next day.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I already had my gig in Viva La Girls. What, didn't you have a job lined up?
Yes, I did have a job in Viva La Girls. The day after high school, the DeSales got the high school in New York. No, I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
I look like an Armenian guy. Anyway, yes, my point
like
is...
I like to get everything lined up and, you know.
So wait, Sean, help me. Where was I going before I went to the other thing right now?
Wait, I know. Oh, my
wait,
God.
I know. I went to the...
more wine.
Yeah, we do. No, we've had enough wine. But my point is...
That's more than
wait,
ever.
Oh, what were we talking about?
I don't know. Who are you?
Who are you?
Who is this woman?
So wait a minute. So all right.
What?
This was your whole... Because I was just asking your upbringing, how you you became
who
you are.
Normal family. But working in a costume shop, Halloween was the biggest day of the year. I was completely into horror. Vincent Price was my favorite actor. I'm at home painting like a little statues of Frankenstein and the mummy. And, you know, my sisters are playing with Barbie and Ken. And
you were like disemboweling other dolls?
Yes.
Barbie needs a kidney. She woke up in a bathtub of ice. Like, was that how it was? Or no? Am I just.
It's sort of how it was. And then.
So you were a little darker than your siblings? A little darker?
A little, just a little bit. Uh-huh. So I don't think it's a coincidence.
Okay,
is what
fine.
I'm saying. What do you think that I became Elvira?
No, I don't. But let's jump to the Tom Jones thing. So
how does that
play in? Tom Jones? It doesn't. So Tom Jones, you were 19. This is after Elvis at 17. So Tom Jones, you were 19, and
but it was my
what
first
happened?
Guy, sort of technically, yeah, sort
right?
Of technically.
But you ended up in the hospital.
I don't know. I was a showgirl.
Yes.
And Tom Jones came to see my show.
Oh, boy.
See, this kept happening over and
over.
Oh,
this is the same thing.
And,
Elvis, Tom
there
Jones.
It was. I had fantastic
And this
boobs.
Was not unusual.
I really did. I mean,
because
see, know.
Tom Jones saying it's not unusual. Yeah. It was not unusual for her to.
Telephone.
Huh? It's Tom Jones calling.
What's new?
Tom Jones' attorney's calling. Okay.
yeah, that is. Believe me. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Anyway. What? Oh,
what?
Yeah. So then, he came to see my show, and then I went over to his see his show, and then I was in the dressing room, and then he was kind of putting the make on me, and then next thing I know, there we are.
Next thing you know. Wow. Fine. And so it was not against your will, but it was
no,
well,
not
bigger,
against my will
bigger
at all.
Than you had.
Well,
envisioned.
It wasn't that enjoyable.
No.
I must say.
He's very large.
I mean, a lot of first experiences.
Because that was not a sock in there. That's real.
No, it wasn't great. But I was madly in love with him after that. I was super in love. No, this is really sad. So I went over the next night to see him at his show.
I got
to
get this again.
I went over to see him the next night. And he was sitting on the couch with the Blossoms, his backup singers.
Whores and sluts and whores. Yeah, look at them.
And, I was thinking we were going to get married.
Right.
I mean, that's what I had in my mind.
After the... Oh, our food's here.
Oh. That's right. And then I went back to my dressing room, and for the next 2 weeks, I played one of his songs, I Who Have Nothing, over and over on my little tape recorder until one of the showgirls marched over, grabbed the cassette out of the tape recorder, pulled all the tape out of it, and goes, shut the fuck up already. And that was the end. I stopped. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'll never forget that. It was a great day.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, wow. Sad.
Can you go get our food? It's fine. I'm just going to keep talking. Sorry, just open the garage door. It's fine. Wow. So you really, you had a real first sex kind of thing with Tom Jones. Like, this is going to be it.
And he was, it was like, right. Oh, I want to have one of these.
Please have some candy. Do you have to stuff your feelings? That's fine. That's fine. You know what? If for some reason, it all goes to your tits. I don't know why. With you.
Huh?
So, wow.
That was horrible. It's super sad.
Wow. And but you were married for how many years?
25 years. Yeah. I would say I had 10 great years of marriage. Unfortunately, I was married 25.
You're so cute. Look at you, just having your little chocolates and
eating
your things.
Everything. I have to go to dinner after this.
I know. I understand. I was just trying to give you, trying to get you satiated a little bit. What? What else? What are your dreams from here on? You've had an amazing life. You've had an amazing life.
What are they? What are my dreams? We should figure them out. Let's see. I've fucked everybody already, so there's no one left.
The food's here, which is fantastic.
Food.
There's no one left to fuck, so that dream is dead.
Keep that up. That dream's over.
But you're still you look fantastic. Oh, you are happy, healthy, successful. You're doing great. I understand you have a new
doing
book coming out.
My career's going really. Yes, I have a new book coming out, and I'm still ready. I guess my dreams are to finish my damn book. Autobiography, which is taking my whole life, and get this animation, program. Because
well,
you
it took
look
your
better,
whole life
you
to
look
live
better
it.
In animation. Did you?
You look fantastic. Doesn't she look fantastic?
Looks
fantastic just the way she is. Elvira, I love you.
I love
Cassandra
you,
Cassandra Peterson. I thank you for finally fucking showing up from getting out of your goddamn coffin.
Goddamn
and
it.
Whatever it is you live and coming over here. I love you. And when your book comes out, come back on, okay?
I will.
All right, let's do it.
I'll bring you a copy because I'm taking a copy of your book.
We will keep abreast of all the latest details of your... What? All right. Love you, Elvira.
Thank you. Cheers.
She's the mistress of the dark.
Oh, my God. I'm a cheap drunk.